Hey guys, it is Damian from Marketing Food Online. Hope you guys are having a great day. I'm super excited. I wanted to bring you guys this video. I'm going to show you a few tips and a few tricks to make your SEO work better for your online listings. And I'm actually going to use one of my clients. He was kind enough to allow us to use a couple of his different platforms and a couple listings from those platforms to go over and kind of improve the listing that he has. He actually has done a great job. Believe it or not, it actually looks really great what he initially has started here. And I would definitely say that there's a few things that we can kind of tweak and work with to kind of maximize the search engine optimization. And really quick, if you don't know what SEO is, it's basically all of the information, data, images, and such that will allow you to be found on Google. And when you optimize them, as it's known, you're going to max out your potential for your product to be found as well as purchased by customers a lot more effectively if you can kind of maximize those SEOs. So let me get into it really quick. I'm actually going to show you a few things here. Number one, the main thing I want to get into first, and let me hop over to the screen. Here it is we're going to look at two of his products. Now, as an example, these are going to be specifically products that are going to be listed on two different platforms, but they are similar in nature, and they're actually going to be gluten-free food products, okay? So this is going to be a great example, and it's going to give me an opportunity to show you how I myself utilize the Google keyword tool. And this is a tool, if you're not familiar with it, really quick rundown. This is Google's listing of certain keywords and key phrases, and the goldmine of this is actually the fact that it shows you the volume of searches based on those sets of words or those sets of phrases. If it's more than just two words or a single word, it could be more than that. It could be three or four long tail, as they call them, keywords. So his products are gluten-free. So here's what I did. I went ahead and typed in gluten-free. And by the way, also, if you don't have this account, you can set this up absolutely free. There's no charge for this at all. And you can type in Google keyword tool in the Google search box. This will pop up and you can actually go to the screen and create your account. Super, super easy and very, very free. All right. So what I wanted to do is show you here. So the keyword idea I wanted to pull up for his two listings. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to specifically focus on Crate Joy, which is actually a subscription platform where you can sell subscription boxes for pretty much anything under the sun. And I'm going to go over listing for a subscription that he had posted there. And we're going to look at what he has on there, what is working for him right now. And then a few tips and tricks that he can kind of add to it, which would even maximize it even more. Okay, so it's gluten-free. Okay, so the subscription box that he offers is gluten-free. So when I type that in, this is all of the information that pops up here. And these search terms, like gluten-free, this is a volume based on monthly averages. So the average monthly search volume for gluten-free is 110,000 searches. That's crazy. That's a lot of potential customers for gluten-free. Now, this doesn't mean that people are looking for gluten-free food products. They may be looking for information to better educate themselves on gluten-free. It's basically just gluten-free, and it's kind of, I don't want to say generic, but it's a real basic term, okay? It doesn't specify, for instance, gluten-free diet, right? It doesn't specify that. It just says gluten-free. Celiac disease. This is the actual disease that people do have that makes them intolerant to gluten. So this is searched obviously much, much more than gluten-free because people want to know what the cause of their allergies in order for them to have gluten-free products is actually having celiac disease, okay? So this is searched 368,000. Now there's a reason why I'm telling you all of this specifically for this example, and I'm going to break it down. Follow along with me. I'm not going to make it a long, long video. I'm going to get right to the point. So when you're creating a food product that has a certain health benefit, right? Or it has a certain benefit for those who may have a disease of some kind, or maybe allergic reaction or allergies to certain foods, you want to encompass a lot of these. This is what I would tell you to do. If you're asking my opinion, you need to encompass a lot of these terms within the description of what you're selling. Does that mean you need to write a thesis or an entire novel about what celiac disease is, when it was founded, and who found it, and what are some of the symptoms? No, not necessarily. But you want to include some of these terms, okay? Now, here is a whole list of gluten-free flour. 18,000 people a month look for that type of flour. Gluten-free bread, and so on and so on, okay? So you get the idea. Now, let's go over to the listing. Okay, so here is his company, Gluten-Free Masters, is his company's name. And this is a family snack box. So what this is actually a subscription listing on CrateJoy that he has set up. And he actually ships out a variety of gluten-free products to his customers monthly. And he has a great setup with the price here. And by the way, these are kind of pre-existing templates on CrateJoy. So basically, you put a product up there that you wish to create a subscription from, and then you give some product overview, some details and such, okay? You scroll down and then you get a little more detail here. Okay. And it's really great to the point. Actually, this listing is very well made. It's great. What I'm going to do is what I would look to do is to go over this and then to try to add a little more specific information and also some almost like salesmanship, some terminology that a salesman would use, because I'm going to break this to you really, really quick and easy. When you are creating a business online, in no matter what the e-commerce business is, I've been doing e-commerce for over a decade, and I started from absolutely nothing, and I have multiple platforms that do six figures a year. So what's worked for me is that you need to look at yourself as a salesman, okay, as a salesperson, right? And here's why. You cannot just post. E-commerce has become so competitive. The idea of posting a picture, giving a price point, and a brief description about what the product is, and then hoping that someone finds it is not going to work for you. It's not. Okay. Now, I'm not saying this listing, I'm not speaking of this listing. This listing is really well done. But I would add a few other things, and I would add them again from being a salesperson. You need to look at yourself as that, because what you need to do is you're trying to sell your product to a customer. Okay, and if you don't know a lot about salesmanship or the ability to actually use the right verbiage, the right words to entice a customer to buy your product, because your product can be found potentially in a million places. Okay, and that's just being honest with you. Even the stuff that I sell, to be honest with you, I do chocolate pretzels and chocolate covered Oreos. I'm not the only guy on the planet selling them. But you have to sell it. You have to be able to word it in a way that entices someone to buy it. So here's what I would do. This listing, like I said, is great. It has a lot of great information, 20 plus high quality snacks. That's great. Guaranteed gluten-free. Super important. New items every month. So like it tells the customer there's variety. This is fantastic. Now, I would take it a step further. Who else could benefit from something like this where the information is not necessarily in this specific listing? What if you put in your listings, in your product overview section, a great college care package. Hey, do you have sons or daughters that are away at college and they're on a gluten-free diet? How about you sending them our monthly box every month? Great gift for college students, for those who are away from home. How about friends and family who are gluten intolerant? How about you give them a gift that keeps on giving, like a six-month subscription to our fantastic gluten-free box? Every month getting 20 different products. Send it to your friends and family. You could also do one. Or you could do some additional information. Hey, do you know of someone who suffers from celiac disease, and they have to be super careful, very careful about what they eat? Well, check out our gluten-free monthly subscription box. They could get snacks and great candies and fruits and nuts and all kinds of things delivered to their door, making them deal with their celiac disease a little less intolerable, you know, make it a little easier to deal with their situation by sending them the already made gift box that's got all of these variety of products and so on and so on. You see where I'm going with it? So what you want to do is you want to look at a way to entice those who may be in a lot of different scenarios, not necessarily just for yourself. Like if I were to be gluten-free or gluten intolerant and I saw this, I'd love to actually snack. I'm a big snacker myself. I would buy this in a heartbeat for myself. But you want to entice me. Show me who else do I know that would love a subscription like this. That's the kind of viewpoint you want to take when you create your listing. So this information is great. All of this is perfect. And then if you could go a little one step further and just add, in addition to this or the information over here, is to break it down and show your customer. Because here's the thing, a lot of customers don't have that, how do I want to word this? I'm not trying to say it in a mean way or anything, but a lot of customers may not have that imagination or have that ability to think outside the box of, you know, who can I get this for? Like, why would I buy this monthly subscription for someone else? So you want to put those ideas in their head. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? You want to kind of not coerce them, but you just want to entice them and say, wow, that's like five different ways. I never even thought of it. Even as client gifts, maybe you're a doctor. Okay. Maybe you're a nutritionist. Maybe you're someone who's educating people on celiacs. Maybe you have patients who have celiac disease. You can look at this and say, wow, this would be a great gift for my clients. Great gift for my patients. Great gift for those that I'm counseling or I'm assisting or helping. But you need to put that in there, because I could be potentially a doctor looking at different subscription boxes. I could be someone who's a nutritionist. And I see this and I'm thinking, wow, this is a great idea. And then you read, wow, great for patients who have celiac disease. Are you a nutritionist? Are you a health nutrition specialist, or are you a doctor of some kind? Then this would be a great, great gift for some of your patients. See, so there's a lot of different ways that this can be purchased for a lot of different scenarios, different people's situations, okay? But be sure to be the one to put that in. Now, with that being said, this is, again, a great example, okay? You could go any direction. If you set up a subscription box tomorrow and maybe you're doing gluten-free cookies or chocolate chip cookies or sugar cookies, maybe you have four different cookies that are gluten-free or some baked good of some kind, right? So you've got that listing created. Think outside the box. You could promote that as, hey, you know what? You got college kids. There's plenty of college kids who are away from home who would love to have a care package and they're gluten intolerant. You know, those cookies would be fantastic. So market it towards them. Hey, mom and dad, do you have sons and daughters that are away at school this summer or this year? Just check out our subscription box. It's gluten-free baked goods. They get a variety of goods each month, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what you want to do, is you want to sell it. You want to be a salesman with your products. You can't just expect to post products up and then simply hope that it sells. Now, back to what I was talking about, the search engine optimization. So what does that mean, Damien? What information on the screen here indicates SEO? Okay, so you have a title. This is great. Okay, Gluten-Free Masters. So what I would do is actually within this here is put the first couple words is a gluten-free subscription box brought to you by or by Gluten-Free Masters. So in the title, I would actually put some of this information, and let me go back, some of this information in there about gluten-free, some of those highly searched words, okay? So of course, the first two words are the most, that's gluten-free, obviously. So the next one up would be subscription box. Subscription box is a hugely used term in Google, and I'll show you right now. Subscription box. Okay. Let's see the results for this. So these are the terms that you are looking for. What are the highly most used terms? Okay. Here's one, best subscription boxes. So I would put gluten-free. Let's take a look here. Monthly boxes, monthly subscription boxes for women, et cetera. Monthly subscription boxes. Okay. Subscription boxes. Even better. All right. Let's go back over here. So gluten-free subscription boxes, those two terms have a ridiculous amount of search going on in Google. Gluten-free subscription boxes by Gluten-Free Masters, if that's what you wanted to put at the tail. And remember that the first portion of any title is the most important. The first 5 to 6 words are going to set off the SEO much more than the last few. So they're really important. You know what I would even do? You could even change this completely and just put gluten-free subscription boxes, and leave it at that. This, the name of the company or the type of the company name that is actually doing the box, Gluten-Free Masters, I would put down here like you have here, okay? So brought to you by Gluten-Free Masters, et cetera, et cetera. We bring together an assortment of gluten-free every month. We bring the convenience to you without you having to go to the store and bring all these together. We rearrange 20 new products every month. You get a variety each month of gluten-free nuts and snacks, chips or nut trail mixes, whatever it is. And you can elaborate on that too, because all of this data, all of this information you're putting in here is going to help you get found, because that's what SEO is. It's going to search through every listing, search through all the key points, the key keywords that you use, imagery, making sure your product's images look great. Now, the one thing I would do in addition, these are some great pictures, by the way. Gluten-free masters, perfect. See, so in the box here, I would actually add, if the capacity, I believe you can add some more images here, is to take a picture of the product of the box completely closed, so they can see the gift box itself. One other thing you want to think of when you're creating these types of listings is every angle, in a sense, all kinds of perspectives being brought together. The thing about selling food, like I mentioned in some of my other videos, imagery, the photography is ultra important. These are great pictures. It shows all the products. There's nothing wrong with them. I would just add, maybe in addition to, like I said, is a couple of snapshots of the box closed on a counter somewhere on the tabletop. No other stuff around it. Don't dilute it. Don't add extra images and things behind it. You don't want to take away from it. Just the box itself, you know, with your label, your logo, your custom boxes. It looks great. Because in that way, customers want to know what the final package looks like. This is great. They know what's in it. But then they want to know, what does it look like when it's closed? Can I give it as a gift? Is it something giftable? Is it something I can give to my college student who's away? You know, or is it just a big old box with a whole bunch of stuff thrown in it and nothing to it? Which is not. This one's actually well done. You got a custom logo. It looks great. So think of that as a way. You have to approach it as you being a salesman. You need to pitch it. Giving the basic information is good. Okay, ships worldwide from the United States, subscriptions automated. This is great information, but take it a step further. You want to kind of market it. You want to advertise. You want to make it look enticing. They want to be, with just the words you're using, you want to make it sound tasty, if that makes any sense, okay? So give their imagination too, different ways to think of your product. You know, and then once you do that, then the customer's looking at the listing. They're going to be like, wow, you know, Johnny and Susie, oh my God, they're away at college. This is a great idea. Great idea. Okay. Now, the other thing is, and you want to keep this as in mind, all the clients that I've consulted with over the past couple of years, I've always recommended them to do this. And you've got to create social media presence. You don't need to be a master marketer on social media to do this. But you need to create a page dedicated to your business. So, for instance, Gluten-Free Masters, okay, if it has a Facebook page, fantastic. Why? Why do I need to have a Facebook presence, an Instagram, a Twitter, Pinterest, Tumblr, Blogger if you have it, whatever it may be? As many of those as that are out there, you need to have some form of a presence on them. And you need to update it as often as possible. And why would I do that? Well, here's the thing. Here's what's worked for me. Twitter has been one of the most astounding social medias for my business, all of my businesses. For instance, Marketing Food Online. When I created this channel, I really wasn't sure the direction I wanted to go with it, to be 100% honest with you. But as it's grown and I've focused exactly the type of information that I wanted to bring to you guys, then I realized the importance of how hashtags on social media platforms can bring a lot of people to a service or a product, whatever it is. Even to this, you can do it on this. So what I do every single day is I do, every time I get up in the morning, as part of my ritual of doing my business, is social media. I post and post and repost and repost and repost. So on Twitter, I use hashtags for marketing food to attract people to obviously my videos and my channel for the information I offer. You can do the exact same thing with this, okay? You can do the exact same thing on Pinterest. You can do it on Facebook, any social media. But for instance, what would I do with this? If this was me and I had this gluten-free subscription, it would number one be every single possible social media platform that I have a presence on every day. And I would actually post it as often as I possibly could, either a couple times a week or every single day of the week. Why? Because a lot of the feeds, a lot of these social media social media accounts run off of feeds. So there's a constant flow of information. So if I hashtagged gluten-free subscription boxes, and I would put all four of those words right next to each other without any spaces, hashtag gluten-free subscription box, hashtag gluten-free subscription boxes, and hashtag gluten-free. And you see where I'm going. A lot of variety of different hashtag phrases and even keywords. Back to where over here. monthly boxes, subscription boxes. Hey, monthly subscription boxes for women. I would hashtag that. Subscription boxes for men and women. Obviously, everyone potentially suffers from gluten-free allergies. This is not, you know, just one thing or one or the other. It's both. Those are hugely searched terms. So if you put that on Facebook, and I sent this over to my Facebook account where it was Gluten-Free Masters, and I hashtagged a few different variations of hashtags, and maybe, you know what? I even copied and pasted this information here. I had all this, right? Let's copy and paste it, right? Just like you do, copy and paste. I would put that on that posting, and I would post it on my Facebook page. And then 2 days from now, I'd go back and I would do the same thing over and over, and also with a variety of other products. So if you had two or three other gluten-free subscription types of products that you offer, I would do the same thing. And then do it to Twitter, and then do it to Instagram. So that way you've got all of these different – it's like a spider web. It shoots out from your website. It shoots out from this website, from CrateJoy, okay? You've got your subscription business. Now it needs to become a spider web. You need to shoot it in all kinds of different directions. And then that brings people back to your original platform, which is CrateJoy, okay? So keep that in mind. The one biggest aspect is that you need to have some presence on social media, because you just do. You have to in this day and age. You have to. And the cost of it is zero. It costs you nothing to set up a Facebook page. It only costs you time, and you need to be persistent with it. And it costs you a little bit of time to build up that platform. You know what? And then on your Facebook page, if this was me and I had the Gluten-Free Masters company, on my Facebook page, I'd put some information about gluten intolerance. Maybe a couple of blog posts. They don't have to be 1,000 words, just a couple hundred words even. Talk about, you know, some of the benefits of eating better and some of the benefits of cutting out gluten in your diet. And oh, by the way, if you're looking into a gluten-free diet, check out the link below. That's my CrateJoy shop. It's got all kinds of great gluten-free subscription boxes. You see where I'm going with this? So you understand that you don't have to be a marketing genius. Trust me, I've learned a lot over the years, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not a genius at marketing. There's a lot of things I still learn every single day. There's a lot of things that I have learned through trial and error, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to promote your stuff, and you don't need to pay someone to do it. You can do it yourself. Now, down the road, if you want to alleviate one of your tasks and you want to pay somebody to do your social media marketing, that's different. If you're making the money to afford it, go ahead. But if you're just starting out, it just takes a little bit of time, literally. Each day, 30, 40 minutes even, or even less than that, post it, flip it onto the social media, comment on some things, go to Facebook and get yourself associated with some gluten celiac disease associations or organizations on Facebook. And then start commenting. And by the way, oh, guess what, guys? You know, I just created this great subscription box. It is dedicated to gluten-free products. Take a look at it. Hey, here's the link down below. You do it nonchalant. You do it kind of impersonal. You know, it's just basic, like conversation type of stuff. But once you do that, the people will begin to see your product, and they're going to be like, wow, I'm going to click on that. Then you start getting clicks, and then you start getting sales, and then it snowballs, okay? But associating yourself with organizations or associations on Facebook, if there's a group even on Instagram that's related to celiac disease or gluten-free diets, you like them, follow them, and then comment on their page, and then throw a little bit of a plug in there. Hey, check out glutenfreemasters.com. So that's what you need to do when it comes to wanting to generate sales and get business up and running as soon as possible. And you don't have a big budget. I understand that. I've been there. I've done that. When I started my business from home, I had literally just started selling locally, and we had like a couple of different items that we made. You know, now we've got over 400 items we hand make, but it's taken time to do that. That didn't happen in a month. It didn't happen in 6 months. But these are the things I've learned, and they've worked for me. Now, of course, there's a lot of different people out there who are going to give you different opinions and different directions. That's perfectly fine, because their path, the way that they're going, is their own, and that's perfectly fine. This worked for us, and it still works today. So you got to be active on your social media. Don't be afraid to get out there and start posting stuff. If you can, even if you have to go to Fiverr and have someone create a blog post for you about gluten-free or celiac disease, pay someone $5 and have them write a 300-word blog post, and then post it on your blog. Post it on your Facebook page. You know what I mean? Also, a great place, by the way, is Pinterest. This type of a thing on Pinterest is fantastic. And once you post it on there, again, you can create an entire board dedicated to gluten-free food, gluten-free lifestyle, gluten-free diet, and then start posting your product. All right. So I hope this give you a great explanation, give you some tips, some pointers. Once you implement them, that's when you'll begin to see things take off. Of course, all of this information I give you is useless if you don't use it. So I'll see you guys in the next video. I'm actually going to do a second video, and it's going to be with his Etsy listing, which is another great product he actually has over there. It's a freshly baked item, which is the pictures are really delicious looking, by the way. So I'll see you on the next video, and I'll break that down for you for your Etsy shop. Okay. Take care.